Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 97 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. I am still here in Minneapolis, still at the Student Voice Conference put on by Flipgrid. Only now I've got Brian next to me, and we were just talking about how we should have had this whole thing recording. We just had this great conversation, and so now we're going to try to bring it back for you as much as possible. Brian, can you tell them who you are and what you do real quick?
My name is Brian Romero Smith Sr. That's who I am actually on Twitter and Instagram and all that jazz, but I'm an instructional digital learning coach in Fort Worth, Texas for EAC Region 11.
Nice. Very good. Very good. And we were talking about making learning addictive. We were just talking. I was like, hey, what are you passionate about? And he's like, making learning addictive. And I'm going, ooh, I kind of like the sound of that, you know? And you've been doing that since like early days of, you know, some of the digital technology coming in the classroom, right?
That's correct. You know, it all began with trying to meet our students where they are, mm-hmm. using the technology that they already had, mm-hmm. especially moving to Texas and the iPod came out.
Oh,
you
right,
know,
yeah.
The iPod Touch is, you know, prior to the camera, they were already in love with it. But when the camera came out, uh-huh. we began to do our literature circles on it, you know, take photographs of math, geometry, podcasting on the camera. And we had kids begin to ask for the iPod for Christmas. Not just my kids, mm-hmm. but the kids in the fourth grade and the third grade that were coming to the fifth grade anticipating on being in our classroom.
So you didn't have access to them, like you didn't have a class set of iPods or anything?
Not at all. When the parents saw that we were willing to do something like this that was so out of the box, mm-hmm. but our kids were enthusiastic about learning for learning's sake, they had no problems, you know, finding a way to purchase that particular iPod for them.
Yeah.
You know, so we did get some donations from here and there and charity work, did some car washes.
Nice.
We did a couple of family barbecues in the summer, you know, just to raise some money. But I never got more than a set of three in the classroom. And I would let them have them when they leave.
Sure.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, cool. And so they've got these mm-hmm. devices, and you guys are kind of like, that was the goal to try to find ways to engage them and draw them in and, you know, have the learning kind of come through that?
Well, the idea was to take advantage of the way they already learn.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they were learning this device. You know, this wasn't necessarily the group that grew up with the technology, but this was brand new to them, and they had a mindset already to where it became easy, and then it became natural for them.
Yeah.
It was difficult for me in the beginning.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
But I was willing to listen to their voice,
uh-huh.
you know, and listen to the things that they wanted to do with it. And my creative aspect of life, mm-hmm. I just decided, okay, bam, let's go ahead and amplify that by doing this and so on and so forth. So we were podcasting, doing videos, movie trailers, all that before iMovies even added those into, uh-huh. you know, the iMovies. We were doing that because this is what my kids wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that's the way you make learning addictive.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I want to ask you about that because you've talked a lot about different products that your students have created all, you know, kind of throughout time. And I know it, learning by creating like that isn't necessarily about, you know, the creation itself. It's not about like, oh, if I make a video, then learning is going to be innovative. What do you think the secret is to making that creation, to making it like a really, really great learning experience?
I'll answer that with a story.
Okay.
So when we began podcasting, we did have, you know, MacBooks. We were fortunate enough to have those.
Yeah.
And the kids had a difficult time because they would start recording, then stop, erase.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So what I said, you know, no. Uh-huh. Just keep recording. Keep recording.
Yeah.
And then we can edit out your mistakes.
Good.
But what they found out was, I actually can use my mistakes in my podcast to actually make it more relatable.
Yeah.
That right there was mind-blowing, you know, for me. So, I mean, to me, that was the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. I love that. That's great. So, so if somebody's listening right now and they're going, I love this idea. I love this idea of making learning addictive. Do you have any advice for them if they want to kind of like take it to the next level or you know, make that big jump and try some stuff? Do you have any suggestions for them?
Sure. It's all about the student voice. but a different component of it is the listening part.
Okay.
So when you listen to them, you're also investing in and building equity with the students. Mm-hmm. So you're engaging them, you're involving them, but when you're letting them speak, you're empowering them to lead. But the key is listen and then take action upon that.
Yeah.
So those are that would be my advice.
Yeah. Oh man. And I hear that, and I'm thinking of, like, you know, you've got all of your stuff you've got to cover in your curriculum and your standards and everything, but you're getting at some of those skills, like the leadership and the owning their learning and everything. It sounds like a lot of that stuff is what comes out of this whole idea of making learning addictive.
Yeah, but it can be done within the curriculum itself.
Right.
You know, I think it's George Kuros that always says innovate within your box. You know,
yes.
I've coined a term, it's actually pimping the inside of your box.
I love that.
You know, because while you're there, these are things that you have to do.
Yeah.
But there is beauty within that. You just have to be willing to look.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be hard work.
Yeah.
It's going to be challenging, but guess what? Your students already know how to do it.
Right.
Take the time to let them speak, but listen.
Yes.
Get out of the way and listen.
Yes.
Empower them, engage them, involve them, and let them lead.
Love that. That's great. Tell everybody one more time where to find you on social media.
You can find me on Twitter and on Periscope, where I do my live broadcasting, mm-hmm. at Brian R. Smith, SR for senior. Mm-hmm. I'm also on Facebook. We're also simulcasting to YouTube Live, so you can find us, cool. find me there.
Yeah.
You also can find me with Pastoscope EDU, that hashtag.
Nice.
So I'm a part of that group as well.
Wow. Hey, you stay busy. All right. This has been awesome, man. Thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.